COVID-19 has killed more than 400,000 people in India. Only the United States and Brazil have reported more deaths. NPR's India correspondent Lauren Freyer joins us now. Lauren, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And we've spoken to you a couple of times in recent months about just how bad this pandemic has been in India. We're reading that half of these 400,000 deaths have been in just the last 2 months alone. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, more people died in India's second COVID wave than of COVID in all of 2020 in India.
Wow. So what explains it?
Yeah, India had the biggest and deadliest COVID-19 outbreak in the world in April and May. And we're still trying to, you know, tabulate the extent of the deaths from that. And by the way, that 400,000 figure is likely a vast undercount. Statisticians say the real figure could be 1 million, 2 million, maybe more. They believe that the government really only was able to record like a fifth or a sixth of the deaths from COVID-19. And the same for infections. You know, random antibody tests show that many, many more people got infected in India than the government figures show. And here's why. Like, basically, testing capacity reached its limit in India in April and May. Testing centers ran out of kits and were finding like tens of thousands of excess deaths that were never attributed to COVID-19.
Wow. Lauren, each time we've spoken in the last couple of weeks or months, we've talked about the vaccines and how India has lagged behind, had some real trouble getting people vaccinated. Has that changed at all?
You know, the government says more supply is coming online, but still, it's just over 4% of people in India are fully vaccinated. The country is administered 340 million shots. Like, that sounds like a whole lot, but most of those are first doses, and the vaccines used in India require two doses. And India has nearly 1.4 billion people. Wow. Today, Mumbai, where I live, the vaccine centers had to close after just 3 hours. They ran out of supply. Yesterday, that happened in three whole states in India. India's the biggest vaccine maker in the world, actually. But public health experts say there was just this series of missteps that have led to shortages. And so the challenge now is to vaccinate people before the next wave. And scientists say, it's not if, it's when. They're predicting another wave of COVID-19 will hit India in a matter of months.
You know, it's such a good reminder that it feels like we're emerging from the pandemic here in the United States. It is not over at all in many other places across the globe. So what does it feel like in India right now?
Yeah, so local lockdowns are lifting. In Mumbai, you know, restaurants have reopened, but they're only allowed to be open until 4 p.m. and only on weekdays. Masks are still mandatory. Police, like, zoom around on motorbikes and will stop you if you're out on the street without a mask. You have to pay a fine. Schools are still closed. Like, kids in India have not been to school since March 2020. A lot of people are still working from home. The Taj Mahal reopened, you know, that's a big symbol, but no tourist visas have been issued in India since March 2020. I mean, I think this whole experience in South Asia shows us, as the West puts COVID behind us, many countries are just seeing wave after devastating wave as they struggle to get vaccines.
NPR's India correspondent, Lauren Freyer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.